Daf Yud-Aleph Amud Aleph contains in it what seems at first glance to be a non-halachic issue, the issue of sarfin al hamalachim, the custom they used to have to burn the personal effects of kings. I think in Africa the custom is they burn the wives as well, which is not a Jewish custom. This Gemara is actually very very important Gemara lahalacha, and it has to do with a tremendous machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah in the beginning of Siman Kuf Ayin Ches in Yerideya. The two shitas basically have to do with one of the Tariag mitzvahs. B'chukaseyam leisei leichu, there's an issur in the Torah to go in the Chukas HaGoyim. And the Mechaber and the Ramah, we'll see how it comes from our Gemara, the Mechaber and the Ramah have very, very different opinions as to the geder of the issur of Chukaseyam leisei leichu. And the Mechaber Shita is that you're not allowed to do anything that the Goyim do. Something that's a Derech HaGoyim, hairstyles that the Goyim have, clothing styles that the Goyim have, the Gro brings going to a theater or to a stadium, is also, even if there's no Pritzis there, nothing to do a Pritzis, but it's just Chukeseim, Leiselechu, it's something that's a Goyish thing to do. The Mechaber Shita is very Machmir, that it includes everything. The Shach writes in explaining the Mechaber in Sifkat Malif that Lo Yigdal Tzitzis Raisha Shemagad L'Maseir L'Noy L'Yayfi, even to grow your hair in a way that looks nice. It's just Kamaya Besulais, long hair. I don't know how long it has to be like the women, but there are Shachat V'Gaiva. There's certainly those who have very long hair or ponytails. According to the Mechaber, that's an Issa D'Raisa. Because the Mechaber holds V'Kesem Leisei Leichu is an absolute issa to do things K'derech HaGoyim.
Who said we copy that? Maybe they copy us. They won't hear and type things.
Maybe they're copying us. So it's true. I'll get to that in a second. But David HaMelech, he's a Nazir. He had long hair. Okay. Yosef. Yosef had long hair. He says he was Misasa Basara. He doesn't say how long it was. Maybe the payas, he crazed the payas a little bit. And, no, but you're right. Okay. I want to get to that in a second. First, I was just explain what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, okay. The Mechaber, anyway, the Mechaber Shita is, Chukseim Leiselechu is very, very, very serious, very encompassing Isser. The Ramah brings the Ran in Asovya, and the Ramah says, no. There's no issa to do things that Goyim do. It's nice. You're allowed to do things that are nice. The issa is only, and the way the Ramah brings it, is things that are rooted in Avodah Zarah. The Goyim have a chayk that's rooted in minhagim of their Avodah Zarah. So that's usur for us to do. The tain is against those who move the bima up in shuls to be in the front of the shul. The tain against them was Chukeseim Leiselechu. They were imitating the style of the churches, and that's aser. That's Derech Avodah Zarah. That's certainly awesome. Or Dvarim Shel Pritzus, styles that are styles for pritzistic reasons. That doesn't mean if you don't cover part of your body, that's well for women. It's certainly asal tzerva, but it means it's a style that's made to be suggestive for inyanim of znus. So that's Aser. The Ramah adds that something that makes no sense at all is Aser because presumably it has to do with either Avodah Zarah or Pritzus. In other words, the aside is Avodah Zarah Pritzus is the only thing that's Aser. Chukeseim Leisei Leichu. The guy who come up with a nice type of a beged and it looks good and the guy who are wearing it and you want to wear it as well. So the Ramah holds that that's not Aser. So that's the Marik, right? The what? Okay, begad, such begad. So the Sfaradim are more machmir than Ashkenazim?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean those who follow the Mechaber? Yes, you're saying let Sfaradim be machmir, we can be maker, we follow the Ramah. Okay, the problem is that the Gro paskins like the Mechaber. The Gro writes, Divrei Haran Temuin. He basically his problem is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tosfos brings. Gemara in Sanhedrin says Sarfan al-Malachim is only mutter because it's beferish in the Pasuk. This meaning of Sarfan al-Malachim, which no one does today anyway, but it says there in Sanhedrin, it's only mutter because it's mentioned in the Pasuk. If I say otherwise, it would be Asr. And Sarfan al-Malachim, the way the Tosis seems to learn, is that it was a kavod. Tosis in the bottom of the Yamid asks, it should be about Tashkis, to burn the king's things. It should be Tzar Balechayim, to be Yoker, the horses of the king. So Tosis says, it's a kavod. Somehow, we don't understand exactly why someone would do it, but that's what Tosis says, that Shani kavod HaMelech, Shul kavod L'chol Yisrael, Vasi kavod V'rabim, Medochi Tzar Balechayim. So the Gra holds that the Mechaber, holds the Ikar like the Mechaber, from the sugya of Sarfan al Malachim, and therefore he holds that it's awesome. So you have really the Gra and the Mechaber, and that's why in Bnei Brak they hold b'shem dechazay nish that you have to wear long jackets, that the short jackets are chukesem leisei leichu, because Yidden wore long. Maybe the whole world used to wear long. I don't know. But the idea of wearing a short jacket is something that's as far as I know, Reb Chaim isn't telling people yet that they have to wear long, but it may yet happen. I don't know. It's once nobody wears watches anymore, it may come. Why do it to Pasuk Yishmitzvi Hitzilanu? Okay, that's a good question. The truth is that. And let me go beside this. So this is Machlokes Mechaber and the Ramah. Most those who want to answer are meaning the Ramah, Neman, that the Sugya Sachalukim, the Sugya Sanhedrin says Sarfan al Malachim is a Pasik. Our Sugya says Sarfan al Malachim Lav Chukahi, it's not a Vaidazara thing. So if you Neman, that the two Sugyas argue, we have Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha writes that. That sugya's chalukais, so we paskin, the Ramah is paskin, like our sugya and Shalom Yisrael. So we have Apsak, and those who pass like Gemara Sanhedrin pass like Gemara Sanhedrin. I guess the ikur that I'm probably telling you is a chiddush is that there is such a shita, the Mechaber and the Gra, it's not a small daya, that holds that there is a be'etzem such an iser. Now, first of all, I want to mention a couple of the nafgaminis. And then get to some of the kashas. Some of the nafkaminis place can bring is the idea of having turkey on Thanksgiving, having Thanksgiving meal. Ramayshin is Truvo, who says there's no iser, writes that it's not minig avodah zarah. Now, certainly not a Jewish minig. Jews' Thanksgiving meals are an American minig that started before Jews came to America. And Ramayshin is Truva writes, it's mutter, it's not avodah zarah. Thanksgiving meals are not avodah zarah, it's not pritzos. And therefore it's mutter. It would seem that Mestam and Bnei Brak, they don't have, I don't know if it was never there for Thanksgiving, but Mestam, they don't have Thanksgiving meals, not just because they don't hold it, there's no Thanksgiving, but even because they would hold that it's Asr Mikra Adin. They were mapped not to have Thanksgiving dinners after the convention. Okay. Maybe they just didn't want to get into disputes. But the idea of non-Jewish names, taking a non-Jewish name also is something which likely depends on the two shittas, whether it's something that's the Maram Shik says it's also because it's Mechaber, to take a Gaish first name. Presumably, we hold it's not Osir, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Pritzos, so therefore it's not Osir. Ramesh has a tshuva, fascinating tshuva. He writes, "In Mitzrayim Lashinu Hashemam." So how can we take a non-Jewish name? Ramesh writes that whatever it says in Mitzrayim Lashinu Hashemam Malbusham, when we talk English, it says Lashinu Hashainam. He says that's only before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, how is a Jew nicker? There are no mitzvahs, so Lashinu, they kept the cultural parts of being a Jew. It says after Matan Torah, Yid has to be nicker because he's a from a Yid. The mitzvahs should make a person be nicker. The Lashinu is not something that's an obligation. Be that as it may, first of all, comes Purim. The dressing up, the B'chusim Le'Selechu should apply on Purim too. See, someone should dress up as a galuch or as a nun. So that should be nisa deraisa. It should be nisa deraisa because gam leselecha to do things that are the levush of avodah zarah. That's also that's a nisa deraisa. I once had a young man came to my house dressed as a galuch. I mean, I don't think he had the tzelum. I don't remember, but the rest of it, he had the collar. You might it during the week, during the year of Yasser. So maybe if you're doing it as a costume, maybe it's different. If you do it as a costume, maybe, it's the same thing. Well, what big day of Aydazara? Big day of Aydazara. What? For Yid, it's of Aydazara. They're only monotheism. They believe in the Trinity. Supposedly, they believe in the Trinity. That's not the Aydazara. But it could be a costume is different. Maybe that's a heter in plays if they dress up that way. Maybe a costume is mutter. I don't know. There's certain Jewish styles. What does it mean, pritzis? He gets just a pritzis. A person goes on Purim with the first let's talk a whole year. Somebody goes with an earring in one ear, and wild hair and bummy clothing. That's pritzus or it's not pritzus? What does it mean? Big day pritzus for a man, huh? What? I don't know. You might see it. I know it. You know. I don't know what it is. You know. It's hard to know. There's such a thing as big day pritzus and big day avodah zarah that are usher even for us. So Pashat, it's Aser. Unless it's different on Purim because it's a costume, it's not a beged. Maybe you can say Svaris, but in Isurim Deraisis, it's hard to say, hard to just say Svaris in Isurim Deraisis. I don't know how vite it should go. The question of when a person travels, if a person is allowed to travel in a way that doesn't want to be nicker as a yid, he's traveling to places where he's afraid he'll meet people that are anti-Semitic, and he wants to not look like a yid in the places that he travels. So that is something that says beferish in Yeridei and some Kuflun Zayin that it's mutter. The person doesn't have to be nickered that he's a yid in his dress. How that fits exactly with the Shita Samachaber, I guess it means that you wear neutral clothing. Ramayshin has a tshuva in Nigris Maisha, and one of the first tshuvas is a tshuva written in 53 to people who came here from Poland. And the shaila is, Binya Mabushin Shem Medina Zu Shein Chilik Ben Yisrael Lenachrim Mechuyavim B'nei Poland Shabo Lepai. He has a shaila. I guess he means if they have to wear long jackets the way they dressed in Poland, or they only wore white shirts, not colored shirts, whether they have to dress that way because of the Isser Mabushe Nachrim. So first Ramosha says, like the Ramah, it's mutter. According to the Ramah, there's no question that it's mutter, because it's not pritzus, it's not Vaidazara. So we have the Ramah that we rely on. What about according to the Mechaber? So Moshe writes that something that is equal for Jews and non-Jews, a style that comes into style, and Jews and non-Jews both wear it. It's not something that defines, it's not a non-Jewish custom in name. Thanksgiving is a non-Jewish custom in name. The way you dress, it's hard to call it a non-Jewish custom. All the people in America dress a certain way. So Rabbi Shirai said, even like the Mechaber, that's mutter, which would seem to be that Rabbi Shirai would hold that wearing the short jackets is mutter, even like the Mechaber. Not like it said in Neim Lechazaynish. Because it's not defined as a goyish thing. Non-Jewish names are non-Jewish names. And non-Jewish holidays, non-Jewish holidays. But the ifanim of dress that Rav Moshe writes is not included. I don't know if they all agree with what Rav Moshe says. So that I wanted to mention. In Kufnun Zayin, the Meshulchan Aruch says, when you travel, you can travel, you don't have to be nicker that you're a yid. It says, Avol also limer, you're not allowed to say bepeh that you're an akum. It's also to say bepeh that a person is not a Jew. It says you're allowed to say a lashon the mishtamei betray ampi. You're allowed to say a lashon that's understood two ways, that's not clear. And you say, do I look Jewish? Or something like that. That's mutter. It's interesting. Menashe Klein in his tshuva writes that during the Holocaust, the Germans came in once and they asked, are there any Jews here? So they asked, Kein Juden da? So he said, Kein. So they understood in German, Kein, there are none. He had meant in Hebrew, Kein, there are Jews here. So he said, that's a lashon de mishtame betray ampi. Interesting, the lashon de mishtame. What? Of course, nefesh anyway is mutter. But actually, it says there that it's a material valyaver to say akumani. Yeah, it says it's a material valyaver. So I want to tell you a horror I had when we learned Kufnun Zion. I don't say I'm right or I'm wrong. I hope it should never come to be called nefeshes for anybody. But it says there in Simba Kufnun Zion Sif Beis that it's a material valyaver to say akumani. So my understanding would be, what does it mean, material valyaver, to say you're not Jewish? Let's say a person says, I believe in the God of the Jews. I believe in the God who gave the Torah at Har Sinai. I believe in Kriyas Yamsuf. I believe in Chamir Shulam Shul Torah. I believe in Shas. But my mother was a guy. A person would say that. So that's Yehar Valyavar? From where? From what? Yehar Valyavar, when it says in Shulchan Aruch that someone says, Pekuch the Fashis, he says, I'm a guy, it's in a time of religious persecution. Where they, if you're a Jew, they persecute you religiously. You say, I'm not a Jew. It means I don't believe in the Das Yehudas. But when you live in a time where it's not, it's racial persecution, it's not religious persecution. They're interested if you're born from a Jewish mother. If that's the question, then it would seem to me that that's not included in Kufnun Zayin Sif Beis. Kufnun Zayin Sif Beis is if someone says something that has to do in the taich of the words is apikorsis, is not believing in Torah. But if someone is saying that he's biologically not Jewish and he's saying that, that would seem that it shouldn't be included in this issa. And that would seem to be correct. I don't have Maramaka for it, but I think it's logical to most of us. What? Maybe it's not a Mizrahi Davai Dezara. Why does it have to Davai Dezara? Of Israel, the Avodah Zarah is something that's a love that has to do with Avodah. No, I'm not asking Yiddishkeit. If I'm being asked, if I'm culturally, if I'm biologically Jewish, so I say, I'm not biologically Jewish. Why is that Avodah Zarah? Why is that Avodah Zarah? I know people who thought they're Jewish and they found out that their mother's mother was a guy, and so what happened? They suddenly, they still believe in the Rabbi Nishalem. There's nothing to do. So what? So it's interesting about not wearing a yarmulke. There's a taz in Simen Ches that says that a yarmulke, even though originally a yarmulke is only a minig, that Bizman has said since Jews all wear yarmulkes, so it became a dinner b'chukasem leisei leichu. What's interesting is that the gra here is machmir. The gra here holds that all non-Jewish dress is b'chukasem leisei leichu. The Gra there says that not wearing a yarmulke is not b'chukasem leisei leichu. So it's not a chayk of the goyim to not wear a yarmulke. There's just no reason for them to wear a yarmulke. It's not a chayk that it's a style. A style is something that they wear. They want to wear something, it's a goyish thing. They want to eat turkey. Presumably the Gra holds that eating turkey is b'chukasem leisei leichu on Thanksgiving. But the Gra himself, who's machmir here, says there that not wearing a yarmulke, it's not an active chukaseyim. It's something that they just fail to do, that they don't wear a yarmulke. So that idea regarding yarmulke. Is it possible to be a spy? It's a very good question, being a spy, unless it's a heter b'kof nefashis. Maybe. I don't know. How can you be a spy if you have to dress up totally as goyim? So I don't know. My horror on Tysus calls the minig of Sarfin, calls it Hevel Vishtus. I don't know, it's not for now, it's our time is up, but Tysus Lashin, that it's a minig Hevel Vishtus, sounds more like the Ramah than like the Mechaber. I'm a little confused by it. But okay, those who want to be mamik into Tysus. But anyway, these two shittas, the Mechaber and the Ramah, they're not well known, and they're two basic shittas in the mitzvah Beres. Next week is Purim. I have the Thursday night. I'm going to have to be in yeshiva. I'll probably come back eventually, So next week it's voluntary, unlike this week where it's mandatory. Next week is voluntary, and Yitzhak Hashem, the week after, will revert back to us.